U.S. relations with Iran have been tested sharply in the past 24 hours. Last night, Iran detained 10 U.S. sailors aboard a couple of Navy patrol boats in the Persian Gulf. Earlier today, Iran released them after determining the Americans had entered Iranian waters inadvertently. Barbara Slavin follows U.S.-Iranian relations closely. She's with the Atlantic Council in Washington and is the author of Bitter Friends, Bosom Enemies.
The details are still coming in, but it appears that one of the American boats had a mechanical problem and that the Americans actually drifted into Iranian territorial waters where the Iranians picked them up, took them back to an island, checked them out, gave them a meal, and then sent them on their way after some urgent telephone diplomacy between our top officials.
I mean, the last time something like this happened was in 2007 when Iran held British sailors for 13 days, and this seemed to be wrapped up in a few hours. Is that a sign of how U.S.-Iranian relations have evolved? Because that's kind of what John Kerry was suggesting.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, there are a number of factors. First, John Kerry and Javad Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister, are on first-name basis. They've been talking to each other for over 2 years about the nuclear issue and other issues. So it's very easy for Kerry just to get, Zarif. I don't know if he sent him a text message or called him on his cell, but he had no problem getting a hold of him. The other thing is that the Iranians are anticipating massive sanctions relief in just a couple of days. And I think they were determined, certainly the government determined, not to have anything get in the way of it. So that's another reason why this was resolved very quickly.
Yeah, that implementation day, as they call it, sounds like it's a moment no one really wants to scupper at this point.
Well, especially the Iranians, because they're going to get their hands on billions of dollars in frozen funds.
What do you think of the fact that Obama did not mention this incident at all in his State of the Union speech last night?
It would have been odd. I mean, first of all, it was on its way to being resolved. Secondly, it would have kind of struck a discordant note, shall we say, since Obama was in a sense bragging about his achievements, his foreign policy achievements. And one of the major ones is this breakthrough with Iran on the nuclear program.
There was, and apparently still is, a lot of chatter both in Washington and Tehran, and it sounds like all sides are kind of using this incident to their advantage. For each side, where is the political value in what happened?
Well, for the Iranians, actually, I think it was very welcome because they stumbled very badly just a week or so ago. You remember when the Saudis executed that Saudi Shia sheikh, Sheikh Nimr.
Right.
In Iran, the Saudi embassy and their mission in Mashhad were trashed by demonstrators who obviously had some sort of institutional backing, at least initially. And that was very embarrassing. It changed the whole focus of the story from Saudi human rights abuses to Iranian misbehavior. And so I think it's very important that the Iranians kind of rebounded from that by making sure that this incident was taken care of very quickly.
So a quick and happy conclusion to this incident. We've got to recognize, though, that the Persian Gulf has long been a focal point of tension for many different players. In terms of military strategy, what are we looking at right now in the Persian Gulf?
It's a very crowded place. Oil tankers, navies of many countries interacting. I think one of the things that would be useful is to have an incidents at sea agreement between Iran and the United States. All of these incidents are dealt with rather ad hoc. And, what will happen when we don't have John Kerry and Javad Zarif to resolve these things? Last month, there were some incidents where the Iranians were test firing rockets a little too close to American ships. So they do need some more rules of the road. But thankfully, this incident ended quickly.
Could the Iran nuclear deal kind of presage some of those rules of the road? Are we likely to see more cooperation between, I this is not exactly cooperation, but it was a happy end, between U.S. and Iranian military?
It's possible. Look, the Iranians have to get through some parliamentary elections at the end of February that are very sensitive. We have to see how the deal is implemented. The nuclear deal is implemented, I think, for a little while. But I'm hopeful, frankly, that Obama will try to send some American diplomats back to Tehran before he leaves office to staff an interest section in Tehran. That would be enormously useful.
Barbara Slavin with the Atlantic Council in Washington. Great to speak with you.
Thank you.